From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has announced data shows U.S. exports of grain in all forms are on track to set a new record in 2017-18. According to AgWeb.com, during the first 10 months of the marketing year, September to June, the U.S. exported 98.3 million metric tons of grain in all forms, up 2% year-over-year from last year's record-setting pace. Worth noting, trade with NAFTA trading partners Mexico and Canada has increased 3.7% and 12.6% year-over-year, respectively. Livestock haulers attempting to get the hours of service rules fixed through the electronic logging device regulation that went in place for most truckers last December could see a reprieve thanks to a bipartisan solution. ELD enforcement for livestock haulers would be delayed until next September thanks to language in an amendment passed by a Senate spending bill. AgWeb.com reports the House and President Trump still need to approve the bill before the extension goes into effect. The largest Native American philanthropic institution in history has been set up to distribute $266 million awarded to Native American farmers and ranchers as part of a 2011 settlement with USDA. As reported in AgriPulse, the settlement was the result of a lawsuit, Keeps Eagle versus the U.S., alleging systematic discrimination by the department against Native American farmers and ranchers. More than $300 million has already been distributed, and now a trust called the Native American Agriculture Fund has been established. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.